This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z, doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is an MC from Fort Myers, Florida, whose take on the Bible might be a tad different than yours. Please welcome my main man, Plies. How you doing?
Pleasure all mine, man. I'm glad I had the opportunity, man, to share my story with you. Appreciate you taking out the time to give me the opportunity to share my story. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. New album, The Real Testament, is in stores right now. Are you a religious man, Plies?
I'm not a big church-going guy, but at the same time, man, I do understand that there's a higher power. I believe wholeheartedly in a higher power. So for me, I don't think I'm as responsible at all time as I needed to be in my religious situation. But at the same time, I do believe in a higher power.
Your album doesn't boast a single rap feature. It's all about you. Did you not want any features, or do you feel you didn't need any features?
I think it's a little both. For me, I never allow myself to get beyond myself, beside myself, should I say. But at the same time, I got to where I'm at currently, man, believing in and wanting a higher power, making good music and sticking to my values and my beliefs. So for me, I didn't think I needed to ride the coattails and the major heavy hitters in terms of on the hip-hop rap side. So I just work with people, man, that I respected. Not only that could provide me with something that I couldn't do myself.
Okay. Plies, most MCs, they come into their game in the late teens and 20s, yet you are here releasing your debut album. What are some of the advantages or disadvantages of coming to the game at this point?
I take it for what it's worth. Me personally, man, I know that God doesn't make mistakes, and He had me where He want me at. And like I said, it's at a point in my life where 10 years ago, I don't think I would have been ready to handle the magnitude that it takes to deal with a hit record. So for me, I think my life was planned out the way in which I love it at this current time. For me, man, it's a true blessing. I choose it.
At what point over these last 10 years when you're getting things together, did you realize your purpose was to be a rapper?
I never actually thought about it. Me, I always try to keep an even keel, man, on the situation. I don't ever try to allow myself to get too high or to get too low. But for me, music is only a small part of my life, man. I feel like I appreciate it. Everyone embraces the type of music it is that I do. But for the most part, man, I kind of treat it for face value. So for me, when I started getting the feedback from the streets in a heavy magnitude, I knew this probably was a situation that was worth, I guess, fulfilling and living it all the way out.
Like I said in the opener, you rep Fort Myers, Florida, but that's not a city in Florida that's really been represented well within the hip-hop circles. Describe what differences, if any, exist between a city like Fort Myers and other Florida hotspots such as Tallahassee, Miami, Orlando.
For Fort Myers, I feel like the whole Florida situation is a good look right now, man. And I think being in Fort Myers and being the face of Fort Myers has always been good for me. To kind of grow up how I grew up in the conditions and the environment that I grew up in, it was a real, real good look for me. So to be the reflection and to be the face of the city, I feel like we got our own style a little bit. But at the same time, the things that go on in, I guess, in the hood area or the ghetto, it's the same everywhere around the country.
Single right now that's really making your name well known amongst all the crowds, of course, is the T-Pain collaboration, Shorty. But I want to focus on the next single, which is going to be Hypnotized with Akon. Now, obviously, it's well known that you were supposed to be on the original version of I Want to Love You, and he ended up taking the song. He saw a lot of success. I read an MTV News article that you did that you say things are cool between the two of you. I'd like to know, is the collaboration with Hypnotized an attempt by Akon to say, listen, I'm sorry, Plies, about what happened?
One thing about information that I love most about it is that anything is going to be perceived how the person who posted it wanted to seem. And so for me, man, to say that Akon took a record from me, I let people think about whatever situation that it comes to me, whatever they want to think about it. I don't try to dib and dab in too much of that too much. And so for me, I feel like it's a blessing, man. I feel like Akon and me and him had to have a good rapport for him to be featured on my album. So with that being said, I feel like he got successful. A hell of a successful career that he's established, and I take my hat off to him for that. So I always be that type of person, man. But information is always funny to me, whether it's a government name to a quote-unquote beef issue. It'll always be what people want it to be, and it'll always be misopinionated, in my opinion. So that's just what it is.
Well, then let's use this as an opportunity for you to set the record straight. Is there anything that you've read or heard or even that I've said thus far that you think is a misinterpretation on what actually took place?
For me, it ain't even important about setting the record straight. For me, I'm comfortable with who I am as a person, man. I'm comfortable with everything that happened in my short career. So I always like to leave the doors open when it comes to things to me that are considered to be controversial. I let people receive and take what they want to take from us. So I don't waste a lot of my time trying to correct some of the myths that are out there about me or my situation or the type of person that I am. I let people take away what they want to take away from it and keep the door open.
Okay, fair enough. I took a listen to the entire album, and you seem to have a lot of respect for those who are currently behind bars, as is truly evident in the iTunes exclusive track, Vidlong. Now, I heard you plan to someday embark on a nationwide prison tour. How realistic is a goal like that?
Real realistic. I have some great support people around me at Atlantic that put the situation together. You know, 99% done at this current time. So for me, it's really realistic. I think if you look at it from outside looking in, it probably would look like a hard task, or it probably wouldn't look possible. But, you know, spiritually, I thank God blessed me with the opportunity, man, to have the ability to go into different facilities and talk to people who currently at the worst point in their life right now. So to me, it was a real good look, man. It's been the highlight of my career so far.
Personal opinion here. How do you feel our current justice system works?
I think in some cases, the system definitely works. But for the most part, anytime you're dealing with particular individuals who financially aren't fit or financially not stable to provide themselves with the best legal representation that they could, that they can, it puts them in a bad situation. And I think a lot of times the system is definitely not fair when it comes to the less unfortunate. So for me, I think the system works sometimes, but sometimes it doesn't work for the less unfortunate.
Let's talk about the current justice system for a second. I had read an article from an Alabama newspaper from a man who was a concert promoter down there who's mad at you because I guess you were contracted to appear at a certain concert and you didn't end up showing up. And he said, this is a quote from him, "If Plies attempts to perform any show here, I will have him arrested. He must fulfill the terms of this contract." What does a threat like that mean to you?
Don't mean nothing to me, man. Anytime, like I said, this world is full of opinions. And one thing I learned a long time ago, everybody entitled to one. I live my life according to my beliefs and my principles, man. And I never let a promoter, a journalist, I never let anybody affect me as a person. Because if I ever allow that to happen, that means I lost the battle. So for me, it's perfectly okay, man, with me for someone to state how they feel about me. I don't know a person in the world that everyone's happy with. So I'm cool with it, man. I take it for a grain of salt.
I take it then that this man's comments and attempts will not stop you from making sure to stop in Alabama next time you're on tour?
Me, Alabama is one of my A markets, man. I take my hat off to the whole state of Alabama who embraced my situation, man. So for me personally, I continue to grind and continue to do what I feel is right, not only in terms of my career, but in life in general. So for me, man, and people who feed into negativity, I'm a person that's totally opposite of that. I try to stay as positive as I can. And the people that I feel are negative either towards me or negative in general, I continue to pray for them as well.
Well, listen, let's keep on that positivity tip. I want you to give everybody a reason why they need to go out right now, as soon as this interview is done, and pick up about 10 copies of your brand new album, The Real Testament, which is in stores. And you cannot tell me because it's hot. That's obvious. You need to say something else.
You know, once again, it's funny how, you know, people want to dictate you. And so for me, man, I think a reason to say it's hot, I definitely feel that way. I'm a showing proof type artist. I'm a showing proof type person. So I feel at some point, if you don't get it now, you're going to get it at some point down the line, because I feel the album speaks for itself. The things in which I talk about are second to none, man, in their reality situation. So for me, if you want to be a part of history in the making, you choose to be a part of history in the making, The Real Testament is the album for you.
Okay, go ahead. Give everybody a website or a MySpace page so they can find out more about your Plies.
MySpace.com/Plies, P-L-I-E-S. And I got a Plies World page that is in existence right now. And that's www.pliesworld.com.
Great. Well, listen, I wish you nothing but the best of luck on this brand new album out in stores right now, and much success into the future.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, man.